You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Look what the cat drug in. Brian be shining.
Oh, you talking about me?
Mm-hmm.
What's poppin'?
You back.
Yeah. Thanks for the warm welcome.
Took two unapproved days off again. Brian be shining is the man. I didn't approve those days off.
Well, I don't need you to. My boss did. I need to remind you again?
Brian B. Shining is the man. Don't do it again. Brian B. Shining is the man. So what did you do on these two unapproved days?
I cleaned my house up. Cleaned my refrigerator totally out. DJ'd for the good folks on a Saturday night. You know, I'm doing my Saturday night live on Facebook. Drink a little beer and that's it. Got down, boogied a little bit. Back, y'all, boogie, oogie, oogie, back. You don't know about that?
No.
Act 10. You had a good time without me. You was good.
I made it through. Thank you to Playmaker for coming in and holding it down. He's so pleasant in the morning, unlike yourself.
Nah, I ain't gonna be that. If you looking for that, you better go somewhere else.
Yeah. Mayor Quentin Lucas was on the show yesterday, of course, as Mayor Lucas Mondays. One of the things that we talked about, Brian, is the excessive shootings and murders that have been taking place during the pandemic. Fox 4 has a headline that reads, more people have died from homicide than COVID-19 in Kansas City. That's shameful. While other cities are actually seeing decrease in crime, we're not.
I don't get it, man. I mean, does all of that tie in together somehow? Or we steady looking for answers for this, man.
Everybody else is seeing a decrease in crime. What's so different about Kansas City?
I don't know, man. But we got to find an answer some way, somehow.
He said yesterday on the show, Mayor Lucas, that we need to put our focus back on that. You know, so much of our attention and resources have gone toward COVID-19, but we cannot take our eye off the ball when it comes to crime in the town.
Yeah. There's so many issues, you know, within our communities. It's like, it feels overbearing sometimes.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
622 today. Look for highs in the mid 70s. Right now, you are cloudy at 56 in Roland Park. Shade, what's poppin'?
There's a chick that was on The Bachelor. Her name is Hannah Brown, and folks are coming at that head because she videoed herself rapping a DaBaby song. And she said the N-word in it. There's some folks that are saying, hey, it's a song. It's in the lyrics.
Damn! Did she say all the other words in the song? Still don't agree with it.
I don't either. I don't think that there's any reason for you to say the N-word. If I handed you a piece of paper and it was a speech that I wrote or a book that I wrote and I had it in there, you should bleep that out.
I agree.
If you're standing in church and I hand you a piece of paper and you would bleep out MF if I had it written in there. Why? Out of respect.
I agree. But, all right, let me ask you this, though. Do we hold some type of accountability with that? Because it is in the music and it's for everybody.
Okay, it could be in the music, but you need to curtail yourself. When I come over to your mother's house, I don't run in her refrigerator and just open it up.
Ah, okay.
There are some rules and some things that are in place. I'm not actually blood related to y'all, even though I feel like I'm your family. There's some rules and regulations that you adhere to because it's common decency.
I 100% agree with you. I was just thinking, you know, outside the box, trying to come up with a solution to this because this is an issue.
You can say what you want to say, but you're going to have backlash and repercussions, so you might as well just edit yourself so that you don't have to deal with it. Just like if I walked into your mother's refrigerator, I may have consequences and repercussions that I have to deal with by disrespecting.
I like that comparison. I agree.
A DNA test has confirmed that Rick Ross is the daddy of his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Brianna Camille's two children.
Damn!
3-year-old Berkeley and 2-year-old Billion.
Oh, Ricky Rose be getting it in, huh?
He claimed... Camille claimed that Ross has refused to pay child support for the children. The only thing he'll pay is daycare. That's it.
Man, I can't believe Fat Girl took the bait. She took the blood test. Man, they say she damn near fell running away from them people when they came to make her take the blood test. She took it, and I'm the daddy, and I's the baby.
He seems to be happy about it.
You call her Fat Girl?
Yeah, he did.
Man, I can't believe Fat Girl took the bait. She took the blood test.
Come on, Ross. He can't call nobody that.
Master P has reportedly released footage of a conversation that he and Romeo had with producers of Growing Up Hip Hop.
And guess what? I showed you what you should put up, and you didn't. You put up what you thought the network wanted to see. And the network changes. So that's what I'm saying. If we're going to do business, let's do right business.
Right.
Because it's positive stuff that people want to see. That's what we're going to change the game.
Mm-hmm.
After the day, we're going to change what people stereotype us. We're not about to be arguing with Angela, nobody. Because we got to love all of them.
I don't think we should.
No, but that's what you want to see on TV.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, that's not.
We want to see Romeo and Angela fall in love. That's
why
what we want to see on TV.
No,
but I mean, nobody wants anyone to fight. We were rooting for them as a couple.
So they arguing about the producers trying to manufacture storylines to keep people interested, and that's a reality.
It is, and that happens a lot. It does, and I'm so glad Master P stood up for us because, honestly, Shay, I'm tired of
this reinforced negative stereotypes of black people on TV arguing, cursing, fighting, carrying on.
I hate it. I'm tired of it. And there are people in the United States who have never interacted with black
people.
This
is true.
And that's the only thing that they see. Got to put a stop to it, man.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
Because I met this girl off of P.O. at Plenty of Fish, right? I don't even do that. But I didn't even know she was bipolar as ever.
How did it come out that she's bipolar?
She just kept just doing all kind of goofy stuff. She was talking to herself. She was looking at the wall. I don't know what was. But I would never do POF again.
All right, first question I'm gonna ask is she fine?
Hell no. Nah. I mean, she look cutie. She look cute though. She ain't fine though.
You can deal with that, fam. Listen, if you get mad at one of them, she could just transfer to somebody else, and then that's like having two girlfriends in one.
No, I'm saying, look. I've never did POF. I'm 34 years old. Just trying to see if it was real about something. And I met her, no.
Brian out here leading you astray. Don't listen to him. You don't deal with that. Let me see. How tall are you, son?
I'm 5'9", man. How tall are you?
Okay, I'm 5'7". So I was trying to see if I knew any eligible bachelorettes that I could set you up with.
Nah, you can keep that. Yeah, he probably crazy too.
All the chicks that I'm friends with are college educated, good women, no kids or minimal kids.
Minimal kids.
Right.
What's minimal?
One or two.
Okay, one or two.
What's your name, dog?
My name, Paul.
All right, Paul. Bye.
You have a good one.
You too.
Not my dad.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Experiencing COVID-19 symptoms today from 10 until 1. You can get tested at Nurture KC and Shepherd Center of KC. call 816-404-CARE for that. If you're not experiencing symptoms and want to get tested today, Boys and Girls Club on 43rd in Cleveland is a resource for you. In the Sears NTI Crossing at 5415 Northeast Antioch, that's happening today from 11 until 4 p.m. You just have to be a KCMO resident and at least 7 years old.
Go get tested.
More fallout from COVID-19. JCPenney will close more than 240 stores after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection.
Got many memories in JCPenney's. In the Husky section, number one, and then number two, when I got older, and everybody was just wearing Stafford t-shirts. The only place you can get them was JCPenney's.
How about when the big 1,000-page catalog would come? I spent hours circling things I would never get.
Yeah, me too.
Things that I really, really wanted but would never get.
Yeah, the Christmas catalog.
Have you ever heard of the Ben Franklin method?
No. What is that?
That's if when you need to make a decision, whether to file bankruptcy or not, whether to get married or not, whether to quit a job or not. You make a list, you put pros on one side and cons on the other. And then you just fill both columns with what you think would be a pro or a con. I use it a lot when I'm trying to make a decision.
All right.
Researchers are saying that you should probably just flip a coin if you need to make a decision. They found out that people who do that are much happier with their decision.
Yeah, I tell that to the 2018 Kansas City Chiefs. When we went to overtime versus the Patriots and we had to flip a coin and we chose heads and it ended up being tails, that didn't work out so good for us that game.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's the best decision to make. You got this big decision that you need to make that's going to impact your life. I'm going to lead this up to a coin toss?
This is what the researchers say. They have science. Another good rule of thumb in decision making is whenever you cannot decide what you should do, choose the action that represents a change rather than continuing the status quo.
I can understand that one now. I can. Insanity is what?
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Exactly. So that's why I believe that. But you can't get me with that other one, though.
Have you made a big decision recently?
A money decision, yeah. And I kind of did the pros and cons thing like you just stated. But I didn't do it to that extent. But, you know, I just weighed it out, you know. What would happen if I don't do this? What would happen if I do this? And the do this came through.
Do this?
Yeah, the do list.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't flipping no coin, though. That's crazy.
I'm going to try that.
I'm tired. Do I need to go to work today? Hold on. Let me get a quarter real quick.
Hold up. Let me do it.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you going to do it right now?
Come on. Heads or tails?
Come on, flip it. I'm doing air. Tails. What is it? Come on.
Oh, this is a Canadian coin.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. I don't know why I grabbed a coin from another country.
Stacy Shaw knows a lot of the 7 o'clock hour.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Class of 2020 is a special class. They've endured a lot. A rite of passage has been taken away from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's walking across that stage to the delight of everybody in your family. This may be a little thing, but we feel it's in order. Send your shout outs right now at kprs.com. I'm going to be showing love to the class of 2020, high school and college. Congratulations to Desmond McKinney, Raytown South.
My dog!
He going off to college to somewhere strange. I saw it on Facebook, like North Dakota or something crazy like that.
North Dakota State got a full ride scholarship. That's a D1 school.
Wow, that's going to be a huge change. But Dez is up for the challenge. Congratulations,
yes,
young man.
Yeah.
It's being called the Human Challenge, Brian. It's a vaccine trial for COVID-19. Already 23,000 people have signed up across the world to become a volunteer to be exposed to coronavirus in hopes of getting a vaccine.
That's a lot of people.
And it's not even a ticket attached to this. They just doing it for the good of science.
Wow.
Do you see yourself signing up for the human challenge trial to be injected with COVID-19?
Listen, man, I love y'all. Thank God for the scientists and the medicine. But I ain't finna do all that. I'm not finna be the guinea pig.
A.B. Roging is a 20-year-old New Yorker. He says he's seen what the pandemic has done. He signed up online to be a volunteer.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
You can sign up, too.
I just told you what I ain't finna do.
Well, I have the link here. That's okay. I'm just saying I have the link.
Yeah, I can tell you what you can do with that link.
That was rude.
It got to at least be a bag attached to it, fam.
No ticket. Like, no ticket.
Like, come on, man.
That was you what know. Was surprising me. You know, we be airing the clinical trials. They be like, for $4,000, yeah. Will you come? You be like, yeah. Okay, maybe.
Maybe. I'll think about right. That one. But for the free? Nah.
Not even for humankind?
Nah, I got enough problems as it is. I can't add another one for free. Nah.
Hey, you have no health issues.
Yeah, no, but
that like, ingrown toenail does not count.
I ain't talking about just health. I don't have that. Number one, number two. I'm just talking about general issues in life. Bills.
Irritable bowel syndrome does not count.
I don't. Why are you trying to put these on me right now? I ain't got none of that.
Back knee does not count.
I don't have. You got op mic. Now what?
No, I don't.
You up here trying to accuse me of having these diseases.
Back knee is not a disease.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
Well, you got acne on your back.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Gems.
7:21. Look for highs in the mid-70s today. Right now, yeah, cloudy at 57 in Grandview. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Taurus friends. I think we still on Taurus, right?
I think so, too.
Them Geminis are lurking.
Yes, they are.
Kevin Garnett, NBA All-Star, out here 44. How rude. Rapper Yo Gotti is 39 today.
Hey.
I didn't realize that.
You didn't realize he was 39?
Yeah.
You thought he was younger?
Yeah.
I thought he was older.
Ooh. Singer Sam Smith is 28. Reality star Kim Zolciak is 42. You ain't gonna play tardy for the party?
What?
Don't be tardy for the party.
Excuse me?
Don't be tardy for the party.
Moving on.
Gospel singer Israel Houghton is 49. God is fighting for us.
Hey.
You know Israel Houghton music?
According to YouTube, I do.
We will not be shaken. Jesus. An eccentric model, actress, singer, Marcus. Well, that was the wrong lady.
That was Lady Eloise.
Yeah. Grace Jones.
Hey.
She's Strange.
Yes, she is.
72 today.
72?
Yup.
Wow. I bet
Black
still,
don't crack, fam.
Still rocking the high top fade.
Pull up to the bumper, baby.
Stop, Brian.
With your big black limousine.
Happy birthday. Everybody born on May 19th.
Child, Wendy Williams is going on hiatus yet again.
Oh, wow. She aight?
They're saying that it's due to fatigue and other symptoms of Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune disease that causes hypothyroidism. She literally, legitimately has this. But I witnessed her a couple times within the last week or two on her Wendy at home. And I questioned whether or not she was impaired.
Well, you know, she's gone through a lot, you know, this past year, along with the coronavirus. So she deserves a couple days off.
I hope she's okay. I hope she's not backsliding into that old thing. That's all I'm concerned about. Because she's a very talented woman. Mm-hmm. You know, all the other stuff with it, she's really good at what she does.
I agree.
In an interview with People, NeNe Leakes reveals that she may not return to Real Housewives of Atlanta next season.
She on 1 minute, she off the next minute. What's the issue? Is she just tired of fighting with people?
Going, you know.
Oh, okay. But how many times can you revisit that, though? Like, oh, I'm going to be off. I'm going to be back on. Like,
uncountable times.
You still watching?
I have not seen this show in like 3 years. I'm off them for some reason. I'm not interested anymore.
You're probably tired of it, like everybody else. How long, this been going on for a long time.
It really has. And I put up a post yesterday about this, and there were people who were saying that if she's not on it, they don't want to watch it. So she's really a big part of the show's success, I think.
Yeah, she has leverage.
Now Phaedra Parks is being considered to return to the show.
Oh!
Not as a full cast member, but in the friend role.
Are you with her or against her?
Well, she did a lot of tomfoolery, shenanigans, and fooly wang with Candy.
Wowzers.
So when they let her go, I was like, okay. She was a liar, and it was documented. I'm like, okay.
Is that where the meme came from? The Candy meme? She's like, lies, lies.
Yes.
That's where that came from?
Yeah. Why are you laughing at?
Because that's fun. When people be using that meme, that lies, that lies. That's just hilarious to me.
Spike Lee's got a new movie coming out. The trailer for The Five Bloods has been released, starring Chadwick Boseman and Delroy Lindo. Just got the email. We're going to interview him.
We interviewing Spike Lee?
Again. Yes.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's get it.
It's a movie about Vietnam and African-American vets who return to find the remains of their squad leader. It's going to be on Netflix on June 12th.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yes, we're back at it with that free legal advice.
Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning. Today we're talking about virtual court at Kansas City Municipal Court. As some of you know, if you've had court in Kansas City, it has been continued over and over and in light of the stay-at-home orders. But starting May 16th, the court has been open, but you have to wear masks if you're going to appear in person. Now, you do have another option. They have started virtual court. You will have to have the ability to have Zoom either on your cell phone or your laptop, and you have to request that 15 days ahead of your court date. And so to have a virtual appearance, you have to have a pending case in Kansas City Municipal Court and want to enter a plea of guilty on cases that are punishable by fine only. So this is really meant for very simple traffic tickets, like speeding or something like that. If you're not going to be able to pay a fine or requires a mandatory appearance, then you may not be eligible. You can request time to pay or modification of your payment plan, request a probation condition modification, like you need more time to complete a class or you want to complete a class through a different agency, request a continuance, request legal aid, or if you're wanting to resolve an outstanding warrant. Now, attorneys like myself, we have been resolving cases virtually with the court since the stay-at-home orders have begun. And so this is going to be a case where if you have something simple, you can address the court via virtual court. But if you have a more complicated case, then you definitely want to contact an attorney. Now, this is good for only Kansas City Municipal Court. Other courts are still having court. They may have continued your court date, or they have other options for you to address your issue if you do not have an attorney. So the best rule of thumb is to always contact the court directly if you have an issue like a ticket or a summons where you've been asked to appear at court. This has been an ongoing and challenging situation for everybody that has legal issues because some courts are open and some courts are partially open and some courts are just continuing cases and are not open at all. So if you have questions, you can always give us a call at 816-359-1877. You can reach me at StaceyShawLaw.com. You can find me online on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. And until next time, remember today is Tuesday. We ask for complete peace on Tuesdays. We wear black to commemorate the victims of violence in Kansas City. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
Amen. Happy birthday, Malcolm X. It would have been his 95th birthday today, Shay.
Wow.
Education is the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today.
I know you've seen the movie, but have you read the autobiography of Malcolm X?
I have not. Okay. I'm pretty sure that's a 2-year project.
I'm going on Amazon right now and buying you this book. It's a life changer, Brian. It's one of those books that I put up there. That and the autobiography of Nelson Mandela. That one is over 700 pages long, but I finished it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
I'm getting you that book. I've been working since I was 15 years old, Brian. My first job was at a supermarket called Food Giant on Martin Luther King and Fairburn Road in Atlanta. A lot of fond memories. Getting that little miniature paycheck. $4.75 an hour was what they paid me.
Good Lord.
If I got like a little 3-figure check, like $101. Bullying!
Oh, yeah, you was on top of the world. You was definitely on top of the world when you got that.
Balling on 10. Straight balling. It's a Planet Fitness now. Where was your first job?
Summer of 2002, I was working at Sunfresh in Westport, bagging groceries and collecting the carts. I used to steal ice cream from you.
What? You will okay. Open up the ice cream.
No, listen. All right. So in the back, way in the back where people can't go, they had like this deep freeze full of ice cream that they didn't sell. So
you was eating expired ice cream?
It wasn't expired. Okay. Either somebody had dropped it or, you know, it was something went away with it.
I hope somebody is still working there. What are the managers? Y'all press charges on Brian for this expired ice cream he was eating.
Statute of limitations is gone. Thank you.
No, it is not. Period.
Yes, it is. That was 18 years ago.
It's a bunch of folks on the Hot 103 Jibs socials answering the question, what was your first job? A lot of McDonald's.
Yeah.
That seems to be like a lot of people's first gig.
You know what's crazy? I never worked at fast food.
Neither have I.
Ever.
I've never handled anybody's food, period.
Yeah, well, the closest thing was Applebee's.
Okay, No, I've never done any food service work at all. There's another lady, Stephanie Alvarez, says she worked at the Sunfresh in Westport, too.
Hope it wasn't the same time I worked there.
Charles said McDonald's on Minnesota Ave in the 70s.
KCK.
Mail handler at USPS. Rose worked at Blockbuster. Extinct now.
Yeah.
Zips on Troost?
Oh, Zips. All right, so Zips was, it was like Checkers before Checkers came along. But yeah, Zips was on, it was one on Linwood and it was one on Troost. Zips was fire, boy. Woo! Hey, if you remember Zips, you are a veteran of Kansas City, all right? 816-576-7103. It is time to flex on your ex. The messiest segment in Kansas City.
Yes, sir.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Gems.
Flex on your ex.
This broke ass gonna ask me to help him buy a radio. How the hell I'm gonna help you buy a radio and you wanna break up with me? How you do that?
A radio? Is this 1997? A radio?
A radio. What the hell you gonna do with a radio?
Oh, he gonna listen to the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
I don't think so, cause his ass ain't got no money to buy that Radio.
Sensation. She a cusser too.
Yeah, she is. Hey, well, you know what? He don't even need a radio. He can listen on the app, the Hot 103 Jams app.
You know he ain't got no phone.
Do he at least got a phone?
Yeah, he got a little prepaid.
Dang.
He got the throwaway. Okay, cool.
Yeah, a little throwaway. But y'all got to have a blessed day. I got to take my little baby sister.
After you all too. That cussing, she told us to have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day. The Lord is in your prayers today. The Lord is on your side.
You said, the God is on my side.
That's
always.
Right. He's still working on her. That's yeah. right.
Yes, I'm saved, but I ain't delivered yet.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Ma.
Oh, that's funny.
Hallelujah. We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the mid-70s. Cloudy and 58 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber's new duet for COVID-19 relief call, Stuck With You, debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. You would think that would be something celebratory, especially because the proceeds are going to help folks in need right now.
Right.
Watch out. The troll of the century, rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, took issue with it, saying that his song Gooba should have been number one.
So listen, I want the world to know that Billboard is a lie. You can buy number ones on Billboard. I want that to register in your head. We was having an ongoing investigation. Last Thursday, Ariana was Stuck With You submitted 60,000 units last second. With the investigation, we found this. They purchased half of those things with 6 credit cards. When we asked where was those 6 credit cards linked to, Billboard said we can't disclose that information. They bought 30,000 and so units with 6 credit cards. Again, you're gonna enjoy your number one. Explain how you buy 30,000 with 6 credit cards.
So this is why history and age is so important. So you don't look like a complete idiot when you go on these Instagram lives. This has been going on since the beginning of music, since the beginning of this industry, and the Billboard came up. This has been going on every decade.
Regardless of that, it's for charity. So if 6 people decided to use their credit cards to buy 30,000 units of this to help people affected by coronavirus, then, sir, this is the wrong fight. You sitting here looking stupid at this.
He don't care.
Wait till it's something else, not this.
He don't care, Shay. He did soften this blow on Ariana Grande later on.
I don't want you to think that I'm coming at you. Not saying that you're not talented. Not saying that you can't sing. You're a beautiful singer. You just don't understand my pain. My frustration is from Billboard. I speak for the millions of kids that come from nothing.
No, you don't.
I don't think Kendrick will put a live out. He's got some new music on the way.
Uh-oh. The King is back.
I love him.
I do too. That's
all
my dog.
All of his music. All of it. Something happened when he came to Kansas City and I couldn't go to the show. I don't remember what happened, but I was very excited about seeing him and something happened that night.
I don't remember either.
It was at the Sprint Center.
Can't wait for him, man. We need him bad.
So you remember Flex Anderson? Wasn't he in Homeboys in Space?
Homeboys from Outer Space. He played the worst Michael Jackson character ever in the little stupid little movie that they made, a made-for-TV movie.
Well, he is married to singer Shanice. And he recalled a story where he had to borrow $350 from a friend of his to take his wife out on a date.
Damn! That's a hell of a husband right there.
You need a whole $350, though?
I say that because most husbands wouldn't even be thinking about taking you on no date if they ain't got $350 to their name. So that's a hell of a husband.
I feel like he could have did a date for less than that.
Well, you know, maybe. But you know the $200 date, you know, thing always. Matter of fact, it's time for that to come on up on Twitter again. You know, that's always a thing. It's always a season for that. But you got to commend him for that because a lot of men, you know, we have a lot of pride. And it ain't no way in hell I'ma ask somebody for $350 for a date.
He started crying when he was talking about this.
Yeah, I know it was. Cause on the Unsung of Shanice, they went through some times.
It's rough. You know, when you've been a celebrity for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and that money ain't coming through like it used to.
Yeah, when you only got 2.5 hits on your belt, you know.
I'm telling you, if something go bad, you will see me working again. I'm not too good to go get a job.
The prospect?
What does that mean? Is that disrespectful?
No, it's work.
Is what you're trying to say is disrespectful?
It's work.
Working doing what? If you being disrespectful, the pain is coming. I'm letting you know that right now.
Worried about you.
I'm not taking this lying down. If you being disrespectful, that's all you got to do is react. When a pimp tell you to do something, react.
That's all you need to know about 27th prospect. All
right, Brian. Wait till I come over there and smack your little face.
Why you mad though on the way at 8:38?
Let's see what that throat do.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's just Gary Caldwell.
All right, let's see what you got, sir.
She said, pay for the pay. Wait for the wait. Ain't God to forgive me. Cause I pray for the.
I tell all my blank, rake it up. Hey. Break it down.
Uh-huh.
Back it up.
Uh-huh.
Ev it up.
Hey.
Back it up.
Hey.
Rake it up.
What?
Back it up.
Hey.
I tell all my wolves to rake it up. Hey. And break it down. Hey. And back it up. Hey. Now ev it up.
Uh-huh.
Ev it up.
Uh-huh.
Ev it up.
Uh-huh.
Ev it up. Hey.
I want everybody to know Shay Moore had her knees on her elbows. And she was twerking in her chair.
I'm just saying.
Shay Moore.
It was sounding good, my brother.
You got a $30 Kansas Lottery Silver Silverado instant ticket prospect, and you qualify for a chance to get a grand in your hand with our stimulus cash contest, all right?
Oh, yeah.
What station's live, local, and lit?
It's Hot 103 Jam, the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Listen now through May 28th for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in stimulus cash.
Gotta count the money while I'm counting money.
From Hot 103 Jams.
Balling on 10, straight balling.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.